at all, but we're going to point out a few things. That's the reason we read a few verses there in a couple different places. But I want to cover a few things about this song of thanksgiving. I hope it can be a blessing to us. There's a lot of teaching here in this chapter, and this is really a song of thanksgiving. It's offered when the particular thing they were thanking the Lord for is when the ark was put back in its right place. The ark was found in its right place. Of course, this is under the reign of David, and the temple wasn't built yet, and so it came along with them, and it was in David's tent here. If you look back in verse 1, it says, "So they brought the ark of God and set it in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it." The tent was established there for the ark, and they offered burnt sacrifices and peace offerings before God. You know what happened is the ark was found in the right place. It was put back in the right place. And so they had something to thank the Lord about. Amen. You say, what's the significance of that, preacher? Well, I'm glad you asked this morning. Amen. The significance of that is, praise God, that represents the presence of the Lord. And the Lord was in the right place then, so they had something to thank God for. Amen. We do too, don't we? If we get the Lord in the right place, amen. You say, what's that? Amen. He needs to be on the throne of your heart. Amen. You get the Lord in the right place and you got something to thank Him for. You got something to praise Him for if we get the Lord in the right place in our lives. That's what happened in this passage. This is what happened in this story. And in fact, there's several things it teaches us here. If you look in verse 11, I believe we can see that it shows us what we need to seek. In verse 11, the Bible tells us there, seek the Lord and His seek the Lord and His strength and His face continually. He said, seek the Lord. That's what we need to be seeking, is the Lord and His presence and His goodness. Hey, like I was saying, they got the Lord in the right place. They got the Lord in the center of their heart. They sought after the Lord and got things right in their life. And we ought to do the same thing. We ought to be thankful that, praise God, first of all, we're saved. Amen. Thankful that we've sought the Lord in salvation. That's what He says. When He says we've sought the Lord, that's talking about salvation. That's talking about deliverance. We passed, praise God, from death unto life. We was lost, and now that we're found, praise God. That's something to thank Him for. We could praise Him and thank Him all. We ought to. We ought to thank Him all year long. We ought to thank Him day after day, every day. We ought not let a day go by and not thank Him for His salvation. Not thank Him that He went up on a hill called Calvary one day and He died for you and He died for me. That's something to praise Him for. And thank God the Holy Ghost of God fingered around your heart, convicted you of your sin. You came to know Jesus Christ somewhere, some way, somehow. Praise God. God got a hold of your heart. And you got saved by His marvelous grace. Amen. We can thank Him for that. We can sing a song of thanksgiving because we found out we need to seek after the Lord for His salvation. The Bible says in Proverbs 8:35, "For whoso findeth me findeth life and shall obtain the favor of the Lord." You know what? When you get saved, you just start living. Amen. You're just getting started then. Amen. After you get saved by the grace of God, you found life in Jesus Christ. You are physically dying, but you're no longer spiritually dying. You're no longer spiritually dead. That's the reason when they sinned in the garden, the Bible tells us the Lord said, you take of that fruit or you eat of that fruit, you're going to surely die. The first thing that died in them was a spiritual part of them. They were dead in their trespasses and sins. There was sin that now separated them from God. I mean, Adam was going to meet the Lord in the cool of the day and have fellowship with Him, but the sin was there, and he was not there where he was meeting the Lord. Amen? He wasn't in the right place, was he? The Lord wasn't in the right place in his life. But sin had separated him from the Lord. And the devil tried to say, oh no, you're not going to really die. And maybe he was referring to their physical death. But the most important part in them did die that day. And the most important part of anybody is dead if they're not saved. They're spending their life just going one day closer to death. One day closer to a final separation from God in a place called hell. But if you're saved, every day's a new day. Every day's a day of life. Every day's a day of joy. Every day's a day of new life in Jesus Christ. And every single day we can praise Him and thank Him for what He's done for us. Amen. Listen, he said, you find me, you find life. John 17:3 says, and this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. That's life eternal, just to know Jesus Christ. That's eternal, everlasting life, to know Jesus Christ, to know Him and a free pardon of sin, to know Him and to say, like Paul said, I know that I may know Him and by His resurrection and what He's done for us and His death, burial, and resurrection, we're changed now in Jesus Christ. We have something to praise the Lord about. We have something to thank Him. But think about that, what we should seek. We should seek the Lord. We should seek His strength also. He said, seek the Lord and His strength. We should seek His strength. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? I think many times we go on in our own strength. Amen. Many times we're in the valley and we're in trouble and everything and we're not relying on the Lord. We're trying to make it by ourselves. You ever heard somebody say that? You know, that's the reason sometimes it's not too good a testimony that folks have with one another. Amen. They'll say, well, I'm just a getting by. Amen. I'm just a making it, you know. I'm just a dragging on. Amen. And I understand, you know, we say that sometimes, but, you know, if that's all we're doing, then it's in our strength we're doing it. Yeah. Amen. We're not doing it in the Lord's strength. We need the Lord's strength for service. We need the Lord's strength to live for Him. Hey, we needed Him for salvation. And praise God, we need Him even more for service, praise God. We need His presence there in our life. Amen. Hey, you think about it. We begin to get faint and we begin to get weak. And I was trying to look at a couple different verses of Scripture and they were close together actually. And so let me read a couple verses together here in Isaiah chapter 40, beginning in verse 29. The Bible says there, He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increases strength. To those that have no might, He increases strength. Then he goes on to say in verse 30, even the youth, shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But then he says in the next verse, and this is a more familiar verse, but I thought it wasn't something, to verse 4 that he said, some have no might, and they can increase strength if they put their trust in the Lord. And he says in verse 31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Praise God. And you finally figure out that there's no might and there's no strength and there's no power within ourselves that's going to get the job done. You just need to wait on the Lord. You just need to stop and wait on the Lord and let Him come up and under you with His everlasting wings and arms and let yourself take a ride, praise God, on His strength and His might, praise God. Then we won't be with our head down and weary and fainting all the time. We can be walking and running, praise God. Amen. Not only that, let me think about this. He said, the Lord, His strength and His face. Amen. We think about His face and think about fellowship, praise God. The Bible says in Matthew 7:7, ask and it shall be given to you, seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. If we seek after the Lord, we'll find Him. We seek after His face and fellowship with Him, we'll find sweet communion with the Lord, praise God. Sometimes we're just not looking, are we, like we should. But I think about 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6 says this, but God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. In His face, praise God, we can find favor. We can find fellowship, praise God. We can find a right relationship with the Lord. Say, preacher, what are you talking about? Well, think about old Peter when he got away from God. He was already with the wrong crowd. He had the wrong associations. He was warming his hands by the fire with the devil's crowd. He had already, with that crowd, had denied the Lord Jesus Christ. And just before that, he said, I won't deny you. Everybody else will leave you, but I'm not going to deny you. But he stood there with that crowd, and three times, just like God prophesied, it would happen to him. He denied the Lord. And one of the Gospels records that right after he finished that third time, that the Lord looked at him. In the face of the Lord, he seen that he had lost fellowship with the Lord. in the face of the Lord, he had seen the Lord was displeased in his actions. In the face of the Lord, he had seen he wasn't in fellowship like he should be. Oh, what a blessing that we can get in right fellowship with the Lord, and the Lord can smile upon us, and the Lord can look at us and say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." He can look upon us and our service and our fellowship, and because of our salvation, there's joy in our heart for what God's done for us. Not only do we see what we need to seek, but let me say, second of all, we see what we need to sing. Amen. We see what we need to sing. And we could dwell on this a little bit, but verse 9, look at this. He says, sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of his wonderful works. And then down in verse 23 also, he says, sing unto the Lord, all the earth, show forth from day to day his salvation. He said, we've got something to sing about. We've got something to praise him about. We've got a song in our heart, praise the Lord. I mean, we mentioned this recently, you know, the Bible tells us one time there was really Israel was out of fellowship with God, and that's one reason they felt like they didn't have a song in their heart. The Bible says there they were in Babylon. The Bible says, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Amen. But you know what? If you think about it, if you're saved, every song of the Lord you're singing is in a strange land. Amen. Every song of the Lord this side of heaven is in a strange land. Amen. Now, one of these days, we're going to be in a home. You say, preacher, it's strange to me. I don't know it. I ain't never been there. But praise God, I tell you what, I'm going to see a Savior that saved me that I've never seen. I'm going to see a home called heaven that I've never seen. Praise God, it's a walk by faith. Praise God. But one of these days, we'll get there to heaven, and we'll be there, and it won't be a strange land, Brother Tom. I mean, we'll all be in tune. Brother Johnny's talking about this. Hey, sometimes some of us ain't in tune, but if we can just do something for God and get up in the choir and just give God the praise and the glory, it'll be all right. But one of these days, it's all going to come together, praise God, there in heaven, because we're not going to be in a strange land. But hey, whatever song we sing down here is in a strange land. You say, preacher, what you talking about? Well, I hope you get this. We're pilgrims and we're just passing through.
That's right.
We're like Abraham that, praise God, he just lived in tents. He journeyed here a while and there a while, but he looked for a city whose builder and maker was God. He looked for a land that wasn't a strange land.
Amen.
You say he never seen it. Never seen it in his lifetime. But oh, he's seen it now, praise
Amen.
God.
Yeah.
And you hadn't seen it neither. But I tell you what, even though we hadn't seen it, that doesn't mean it's strange to us. Amen. That's home, praise God. That's home we're talking about. This is a strange land here we're passing through. And sometimes the only way, listen, I wish you was getting this.
Amen.
I tell you the only way. The only way, praise God, that we can ever sing a song and it don't feel like a strange land is when we get connected with heaven.
That's right.
Amen. Yeah. That's the only time it don't feel strange. It's when, praise God, we get connected to heaven, praise the Lord. And we're really rejoicing with the Lord, you see.
Amen.
And it gets good and gooder and gooder, amen.
Amen.
And we get to enjoying the blessings of God. And we say, boy, it don't even feel like it's strange anymore. It feels like heaven, amen. Because we got connected, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. We started singing. We started ringing those prayer bells. We started getting in the Word of God. And there was a heavenly connection there, praise God. I mean, listen. I tell you what, old Paul and Silas, when they was in the jail at midnight, praise God, they wasn't thinking about the jail. They wasn't thinking about their next meal. They wasn't thinking about anything but heaven. They had heaven on their mind. They wasn't concerned about the strange land they were in. They wasn't concerned about the strange situation they was in. Praise God, they were rejoicing about heaven. Amen. Listen, we've got a song to sing. Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. You say, preacher, folks think I'm crazy. I speak to myself. Well, I mean, it's scriptural right there. You can do it. It's all right. You can do it. It's in the book. Now, somebody said you're all right to speak to yourself as long as you don't answer yourself back. I don't know about that. We won't go no further than that. But it says, speak to yourselves in psalms and hymns. Encourage yourself. There's one time the Bible tells about old David, and he didn't have nobody else to encourage him. The Bible says he encouraged himself. Amen. He encouraged himself. Praise God. Hey, praise God. We're in this thing together. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Might just be, praise God, his spirit and his body talking. Hey, we're in this thing together. We're going to get through, praise God. We're going to drop off this robe of flesh one of these days. Amen. Hey, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, what a blessing. We can have that song in our heart. We can have that melody in our heart the Bible speaks of. Now, we had a preacher one time. We had him here one time before, but he used to always rag me all the time because when he first come, I was single. He first come preach for me, I was single in West Virginia. I was pastoring up there at Pennsboro Baptist Church, and the church here, Gospel Way Baptist Church, one of my supporting churches the whole time we was up there. We was up there in Pennsboro though, and there was a lady there that I started courting while I was there. Okay, that's old terms, ain't it? But anyhow, he started singing a song. He said, "Preacher, I know the songs you like. In their heart there is a melody, you know." And then he'd sing another song about melody, and he just kept bugging me of that. But anyhow. Praise God, that's her name, amen. And she's in my heart too, amen. But the Bible tells that song, praise God, there's something special about that song. In fact, that might be a good example there, because there's a relationship between you and the Lord that the Bible compares to the relationship between a husband and a wife. Amen. Praise God, if we got Him in our heart, as if, praise God, we are the bride, because we are, and He's the bridegroom, amen. We can sing with songs of joy. We can have a smile on our face because we know, hey, praise God, one of these days there's a wedding day coming in heaven, amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Seems like I'm just preaching everything here. I'm just going to get it all in here. Amen. We're just going to give you the full load this morning, all right? Tell you what, think about these songs. I mean, these psalms that we read through the Bible, and the songs we can sing, it stirs our heart. We can sing a song of deliverance. We can sing a song of forgiveness. And we can read a psalm in the Bible of peace and of hope and of joy and of heaven and of His presence. And all through the Word of God, we can sing these songs of Zion. And it stirs our heart and stirs our soul. There's nothing else can do you like that. There's nothing else that can calm you. I mean, Lord God, you listen to all that. Young people listen to that rock music. I don't know, that hearing some of that stuff, man, it messes me up. It don't calm me down. I tell you what, it gets you, feel like your hair's going up on end and everything. And folks riding around now with cars and everything are booming and everything, and everything are shaking, and their wheels are turning, and they ain't even moving. I don't know what all that stuff's. There's all kinds of stuff going on nowadays, you know, but the things are booming and it's shaking your car and. And then while we're here, folks listen to that country music stuff too. I mean, you know, Lord God, you can understand the words there, and I'll give you that. You can understand the words, but it'll depress you because of what they're saying. My God, you listen to that stuff, and I mean, you know, you're losing your wife, and you're going down to the bar and the beer joint, and I mean, you're on the bottom, and I mean, it's horrible. It messes you up. I know one preacher used to say, he said, hey, that backward masking stuff, they talked about that a lot. They don't talk about it much now because they just say the garbage forwards. They don't put it in backwards. But used to be hidden meanings and stuff in there, and you'd play it backwards, and all that stuff had come out about the devil and everything that was hidden in the music. And somebody said, well, country music's just as bad. Yep. They said, you play it backwards, maybe it's better when you play it backwards, because then you get your wife back, and then you get away from the bar, and everything comes back together. Oh, my, my. But I'll tell you what, there's some songs that can bless your soul. Amen. There's some songs of Zion that can stir your heart and give, and I mean, there's just nothing else like that on the face of this earth, because you're getting that connection to another land. It's not this old strange land that them words come from. That them words, if it's a good gospel song, it comes from this Bible. It's based in the Word of God, and it's something that'll stir your heart and soul. It's not from a strange land, praise God. Amen. Well, Lord God, I ain't never going to get through the rest of these points if I don't. Let me give you another thought. What we see in this, what we should seek, we see in what we should sing. Thirdly, we see in it what we should give. See in it what we should give. Look at verse 8. The Bible says, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon Him. Make known His deeds among the people. Look down at verse 28. The Bible says, give unto the Lord, ye kindred of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Look down at verse 29. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Bring an offering and come before Him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Ain't that something? Praise God. And you thought I was going to preach on money. Hey, tell you what, if you're giving the Lord glory and praise and honor, you're already giving what the Lord wants you in money, I'd say.
That's right.
If you ain't, the Lord's going to convict you of it. Amen? I mean, we need to be tithing. We need to be giving a special offering, giving to missions, and just exactly what God wants us to do, as God has purposed in your heart. But I tell you what, if you're giving that thanks, I believe the rest of it's going to work out. Amen. It's going to work out in your heart. God's going to work it out that you'll do what you need to do for the Lord. But think about it, giving that thanks. Our life ought to be a grateful trust in the Lord every single day. Every day we trust Him and believe Him. That's giving our thanks back to Him that we believe in. I mean, the Lord's giving it to us freely. We're giving it back, like He said in the Gospels. He said, freely you receive, freely give. The Lord has given you salvation, and praise God, we're giving Him back thanks. We're giving Him back glory. We're giving Him back honor because it's due to His holy name. I like that verse right there where it says, give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. He deserves all the praise, doesn't He? He deserves all the glory. Let me give you another thought right quick. We see what we should give, what we should sing, what we should seek. Not only that, but what we should remember. What we should remember. Look in verse 12. The Bible says, remember His wonderful works that He hath done, His wonders and the judgments of His mouth. His wonderful works. You know, over and over and over and over again, the children of Israel were pointed back to how God brought them out of Egypt. And you know what that is? That's a picture of salvation. Don't you reckon the Lord's saying to you, you ought to just keep looking back to that day that I saved you by His marvelous grace we were saved. We got to keep looking back and being thankful for that. His wonderful works and everything He's done for us. The judgments of His mouth, His words. The Bible says that the Lord said, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The words of the Lord. And then not only that, He talks about His faithfulness. In verse 15, the Bible says, be mindful always of His covenant, the word which He had commanded to 1,000 generations. One generation after another generation after another generation after another generation can look forward to the faithfulness of God. He's true to His word. Amen. This our generation passes off. Hey, the Lord will still be here true to His word. Amen. The Bible says in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. Listen, I tell you what, one of the most common sins there are among God's people. I'll just give it to you. Now, you're quiet now, ain't you? One of the most common sins among God's people is forgetfulness. Amen. We just forget about God's goodness. We just forget about God's blessings. We forget to give Him that praise. But praise God, we can see here what we should seek, what we should sing, what we should give, what we should remember. And then last of all, what we should speak. The Bible says, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen. Whosoever is saved shall not be ashamed. We ought to speak to one another about His wonderful works. In verse 9, the latter part of that verse says that we ought to talk of His wonderful works. Talk of His wonderful works. He's been so good to us, we can thank Him and praise Him and give Him glory. If the Lord's works are not wonders in our eyes, maybe that's the reason we're not talking about them like we should. But I tell you what, when we see the grace of God and we see what God's done and we see God helping and blessing somebody over and over again and we hear those testimonies and we hear something good from God over and over again, we can just give God the glory and the praise. Thank God for all the ministry of our church. But I was thinking about the RU ministry. As one time during our RU meetings every time. We have a time of thanksgiving. We have a time of testimony, if you will. And it's a blessing to hear what somebody else has got to say about what the Lord's done this past week or what the Lord's doing in somebody's life, and giving that testimony time and that time of praise and thanks and glory to God. And you see the smiles on folks' face. That's the way it ought to be, folks. We ought to give praise and honor to God and give Him glory. If we've got something that we've seen with our eyes and we've known that God's touched and God's blessed us, hey, we'll be telling about it, won't we? We'll be sharing it, praise the Lord. We'll be telling others about it. Not only that, think about what we should speak, the wonderful works of the Lord and of His glory among the heathen. Verse 24, I'm going to give you this and I'm done. Say amen right there, praise the Lord. Verse 24, declare His glory among the heathen, His wonderful works among all nations. That don't leave nobody out, does it? Amen. His wonderful works among the heathen. Declare His goodness, His blessing, His wonderful works, His marvelous works among all nations. The Bible tells us to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. A song of thanksgiving. We can see what we need to speak. We can see what we need to remember, what we need to give, what we need to seek after, what we need to sing, praise God. I might just say, blessed are they that sing the song of thanksgiving. Amen. We sing this song of thanksgiving before the Lord, and we're going to be a blessed people. Amen. We'll ask the musicians to come around. The Lord knows your heart. I'm sure we could about all say,